Old Chicago Amusement Park was located in Bolingbrook, Illinois from 1975 to 1981. Old Chicago was the world's first completely enclosed amusement park and shopping center, located at 555 South Bolingbrook Drive in Bolingbrook, Illinois. It was open 365 days a year. It consisted of a large square building with a dome in the center. The rides and attractions, the Old Chicago Fairgrounds, were in the center, under the dome, and the shopping area fully surrounded the amusement park. When it opened in 1975, part of the grand opening celebration included a tap dancer dancing on the top of the dome. The shopping mall had a cobblestone floor, and was designed to resemble a turn of the 20th century street. Basically, it was one long hallway that followed the entire perimeter of the building. At strategic points, there were windows where you could look out into the amusement park area. The shopping mall didn't have any large anchor stores or chain stores, only gift shops, specialty shops and snack bars. Old Chicago seemed like an idea that couldn't fail. In retrospect, however, it's easy to see why it did. The mall consisted solely of small specialty shops and restaurants, and without any large chain stores or anchor stores, it wasn't enough of a shopping mall to attract shoppers. Once the novelty wore off, the building didn't seem to attract repeat visitors, except for those who attended special events or lived relatively nearby. Unlike an outdoor park, which can constantly update and add rides, Old Chicago was confined to the space between its walls, and it got old very quickly. It was also in a somewhat remote location, southwest of the city. The cost of operating the building year-round was probably very high, and I'm sure that when Marriott's, now Six Flags, Great America opened in 1976, it didn't help much either. The Old Chicago Fairgrounds had 31 great rides and attractions beneath the dome. When it opened, Old Chicago charged $1 for admission to the ride area, 50 cents for kids, and then charged a flat fee for unlimited rides. A spiral entrance ramp led from the mall level down to the park level, where the rides were arranged in a large circle. Trees, benches and streetlights provided a park-like atmosphere. I remember being amazed that they could fit everything in. In addition to standard rides like the Roundup, Tilt-A-Whirl, Chicago Bob's, Scrambler, Spider, Merry-Go-Round, Monster of the Midway, Rotor, Antique Cars, Barnstormer, Crash of 29, Bumper Cars, Enterprise, Trabant, Ferris Wheel, Paratroopers, Four Seasons, Dark Ride, Yo-Yo, Toboggan, Screamer and the Windy City Flyer, there were two roller coasters, the Zyklon and the Chicago Loop, and a water ride, the Chicago Log Race. The fairgrounds also hosted a circus, a vaudeville theater, and a haunted house, as well as a few kiddie rides and some games of skill and chance. Various events took place at Old Chicago from time to time. Chicago radio stations held back-to-school bashes and the Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Telethon had a donation fishbowl there, and did remote broadcasts from there during their Chicago segments. Many rock bands, musicians and other celebrities appeared at Old Chicago. They performed in an area called the Old Chicago Stage, which was added in 1978. The stage was placed where the paratrooper ride stood, next to the haunted house. The paratrooper ride was sold instead of being moved elsewhere in the park. Here is a partial list of performers: Black Oak Arkansas, Tommy James and the Shondells, The Coasters, Wild Cherry, Willie Ames, Anson Williams, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, Chubby Checker, Chuck Berry, Peter Tork and the Monkees, Jan and Dean, Jerry Lee Lewis, Little Richard, Rip Taylor, Sha Na Na, The Ramones, Rex Smith, Gary U.S. Bonds, The Shirelles, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, The Hudson Brothers, Gloria Gaynor, The Guess Who, Rick Nelson, The Star Wars Robots, and Carl Welanda. Old Chicago didn't fare well financially. Perhaps, without major chain stores, It wasn't enough to attract shoppers. The amusement park was too confined to attract amusement park aficionados. Old Chicago abruptly closed the amusement park in 1980 and the mall followed in 1981. The building was razed in 1986.